Welcome to the audio tour, Discovering Immigrant New York City. I'm Carol Groneman, Professor of History Emerita from John Jay College of Criminal Justice, City University of New York. You will have taken the B or D train to the Grand Street stop. When you come up from the subway, stand on the corner and look around. We tend to walk quickly in the city. We're full of purpose, wanting to get to our destination. Today we're going to take a different kind of walk. We'll stop often and look closely at our surroundings. Like historians, we will learn how to read the past by really looking at a neighborhood, underneath awnings and behind buildings, at plaques, memorials, and statues, at storefronts, churches, and banks, and at the people we encounter. Like historical archaeologists, we will dig into the past and learn how to uncover clues to the different groups of immigrants who lived and still live on these streets. The neighborhood you're about to walk through has been home to successive waves of immigrants. From 1880 to 1920, 55 million Irish, Italians, Germans, Poles, Eastern European Jews, and other groups left Europe. Failing farms and lack of economic opportunity, political revolutions, and religious persecution forced them out. Available farmland, industrial jobs, or a sense of adventure drew over 30 million to the United States. This neighborhood was also home to many Chinese immigrants who left the West Coast when the gold rush ended, the railroads were completed, and increasing anti-Chinese sentiments forced them to move east to New York. Today, many Asians, particularly Chinese, but also Koreans, Vietnamese, Malaysians, and the newest immigrants to the neighborhood, Latinos, live here. We will look for clues to the various immigrant groups in the buildings we see and the streets we walk along. Please take out a notebook and pen or pencil. As we walk, I will ask you to jot down your observations or to make a list of important things you see. You can pause the tour to do so. Keep your eyes and ears open to what's happening in the neighborhood today and write down anything that strikes you as particularly interesting. You might also want to take photographs and create a photo essay to document what you're seeing.